And I'd just like to call on Peter Dunn to make a few comments from his perspective as Minister of Revenue.
Thank you, Michael. Good afternoon, everybody. I simply want to make two broad sets of points. The first is that this budget, from a tax point of view, is probably the biggest budget in around the last 20 years. The $3.4 billion program of business tax reforms, coming on top of the reforms that were included in the 2005 budget, significantly shifts the whole focus of business taxation in New Zealand. The corporate rate is being reduced, but at the same time, it's important to focus on the changes to the international regime that are being announced today. I think when the business tax review document was released last year, and we made a reference towards the conclusion of that document that there would be further work done on the international tax regime, many people overlooked the true significance of that. And today's budget brings these two packages together. So on the one hand, you've got the changes to the corporate tax rate, you've got the enhanced work for R&D, exports and skills development. On the other is the very important set of measures relating to the international regime, particularly the introduction of the active-passive test, which will seek to address many of the problems that large companies have been facing and experiencing to date. And we've been very careful in developing that, and will be from here, to make sure we consult as widely as possible to get many of the potential fishhooks identified and ironed out in advance. But we are keen to proceed as quickly as possible to tie the two together. The second point that I want to make relates to the review of the charitable donations regime. It's very important to note that as a result of this budget, from the 1st of April next year, all donations by individuals, companies and Māori authorities to registered charities will attract the rebate of 33%. There will be no cap. But in addition to that, we are also doing more work, which we will release later in this year, about some other concepts to assist promote a culture of giving in New Zealand, notably the idea of payroll giving, which is applied in some other jurisdictions, and we will be developing further proposals around that score to further enhance the ability of New Zealand individuals and corporates to donate to the charitable and voluntary sector. And all up, that is a very significant change, and it goes beyond any that have been promoted by anyone else in recent days. I suppose the best way to sum up this budget, aside from the very important theme of investing and saving for the future, is that it demonstrates how effective a multi-party style of government can be, how the various objectives of the support partners and the lead party of government can be melded together into a coherent and comprehensive document which does address New Zealand's major issues at the present time. When we introduced the business tax review, we talked about compensatory work being done in the area of personal taxation. And the enhancements to KiwiSaver really reflect that very strongly. At the same time, not fueling some of the pressures that are appearing elsewhere in the economy at this time. So overall, this budget is a very carefully crafted balance. It will promote New Zealand's objectives in terms of promoting investment and opportunity. It will certainly encourage a savings culture, but also it recognises the fact that we are encouraging New Zealanders to become more actively involved in participating in their society through charitable giving. I think it's a very balanced document, and I think it demonstrates, contrary to the critics, that multi-party government is actually an effective way of ensuring a broad balance of interests can be achieved in the overall best interests of the public of this country.